skeletons in the closet, pointing fingers at your trauma and me, the child of an alcoholic. And I don't know if it even helped me with the closure, but I suppose I'm getting closer, starting over.
Listening to WONY 90.9 FM, Oneonta, New York.
For my interview, I decided to make my topic about senior year in college, as well as how it's been affected due to the pandemic.
So now that I am a senior in college, I would tell my freshman self to eat healthy, go to sleep at normal times.
When you have a roommate that you don't like, you have to make the best of it. Instead of try to burn bridges, you got to try to fix them and be friendly with them.
To join more clubs and make friends. That way I had more to add to my resume.
Don't pick the school just for the name of it and for the prestige that it is. Rather, to make yourself happier and be with your own friends. So I definitely would have started out at Oneonta to begin with.
I think it's super important to look for and take classes that you enjoy. After Oneonta, I actually transferred to UAlbany, so I'm currently taking classes that I love. And I think they teach me more than just the core information that most colleges offer.
I wouldn't change anything in the last 4 years because things happened for a reason and I was supposed to do the things that I did and meet the people I met.
I would change the amount of effort I put into my classes and I would have tried harder to get a better grade so my GPA would be higher.
It would be to stay as a adolescent education major instead of switching to sport management and changing my degree for like the fifth time.
Due to the pandemic, I would say that there is a lot of changes in college life and it's a lot of adjusting for everyone.
It's been rough. I'm student teaching right now and I'm completely all online when the past 3.5 years I was training to be in-person student teaching.
Since the pandemic, I appreciate face-to-face classes more. As much as I hated waking up early and having to sit in a classroom, I learned better that way. Learning through a screen is a whole different experience from sitting in a classroom. There are so many distractions at home, and I always feel behind on assignments.
Definitely the social aspect. While taking online classes has not affected me in a negative way, the best part of college is getting to meet new people and experiencing different social clubs, sports, and anything that sparks your interest. If there are new social opportunities available at your school, take advantage of those because they are few and far in between now, especially in the COVID era.
This is my first semester back full time, and having this ability to work and study on my own time and with my own schedule, I definitely enjoy and understand the content a lot more.
The people I ask questions to are named Jesse, Adam, Melanie, Gary, and Amanda. From this interview, we could take away the fact that these students enjoyed their years of college even after COVID changed parts of their overall experiences.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here are some upcoming events to look forward to. On Monday, February 17th, Chuck's Comedy Club is happening at 9 p.m. at Hunt Union's Waterfront. On Tuesday, February 18th, Activities Council is hosting Trivia, happening at 9 p.m. at the Red Dragon Theater. On Wednesday, February 19th, there's a first-gen panel discussion happening at Waterfront. Students will come together and host a panel led by leaders discussing the struggles and successes they had as first-gen students. Come at 6 p.m. at Fine Arts. Thursday, February 20th, join Student Care and Wellbeing for a supportive class designed to improve your mental health. Stop by at Fine Arts Room 103 at 6 p.m. to learn more. Also happening Thursday, February 20th, join the Film Club from 6 to 9 p.m. at the Red Dragon Theater to watch Sixth Sense. This has been your WONY Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. More information about these events and more can be found on Campus Connections. Have a great week and keep it locked.
Thank you. aside to touch my face. I'm the only place there is. I'm out of my mind. In comes madness, and we're just having fun. Down by the sea, you pull me near like I'm nothing short of paradise. And when I'm alone again, I wonder about the words you say. So I get wild and pull your hair, riding summer high clouds. Oh, you pray I'm a golden girl. Guess you never know, but.
Zora. If you don't know about this, what are you on? Come on.
Hey, Daddy.
What's good, little shorty?
You like the fast car?
Yeah, better get in. Come on, let's go.
This that new Zora. If you don't know,
we'll be right back. Listening to the Rock Hour. All rock, all the hour on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. Keep it locked.
I'll be there from you. I'll be there from you. The ocean. I'll be there for you. I'll be there. I'll be.
Even though we got our differences, I'm just being honest. I'm just being honest, honest, honest.
fair.
Vinylthon 2024 is coming.
It's the best collection I've ever seen.
I wouldn't doubt it.
April 20th and 21st. It's when radio stations across the country and around the world go all vinyl for up to 48 hours.
The sound is far, far better on a vinyl than any other format.
By participating, radio stations are not only demonstrating their love of vinyl, but are paying it forward to the next generation of broadcasters.